decide the fate of our... I would not let the lines in my palm decide the fate of our life. I would not let the rings of traditions and customs stop you from being my wife. Those cuts on your wrist, your harmed forearms, I want them to heal with my slender touch. And hence, I will not let the words of the people of this world stop me from telling that I love you very much. That's me, KRK, signing off. No, she was not the only inspiration to my poetry, but I liked reciting it to her. Not because she shared this positive critics, but she always thought it was written for her. No, it was not true. There were always girls around, but I did not wish to break this heart of hers. Hardly did I know this would lead to a future with only me and without her. Before we talk about the future, you know, wanna know about the past? The past story, huh? Let's dive into the story. We fought for the bags just because we had the similar ones. HP was the bag, laptop was my asset, did not speak a single word, but her eyes were like a gun. Scanner made a strong beep sound, red light of the machine all around. Explosives in the bag, they said. Confused, we were stopped on the ground. She was already a girl in red, with red cheeks, blue jeans, dark shade. Chaos in her eyes, she just stared. I stood in front looking at me, she glared. Ma'am, sir, please open your bags. 11 PM, it's hand the clock dragged. Policeman said either of them has a gun. Statement was red, but she was a green flag. Last metro comes in 3 was the announcement. Police took her bag without her consent. Angry, agitated, anxious at this event, snatching it away, she ran at the entrance. I ran, she ran, both of us ran together. I wish it scared, but I still ran behind her. They ask, where do you get your stories and poems, Shitich? A red girl with a gun. Can there be something better than her? Of course, nothing is ahead of her, but the metro is running. Why the fuck is this metro so empty? No passengers, otherwise there are plenty. Oh wait, did I jump in the women's section? The doors were closing before which she made her entry. Oh fuck, she carried that gun. Calling her lover a stupid fucking punk. Wait, did I just fall for a girl who was a murderer? Her looks were enough to simply kill someone. In the first place, why did she ever have a gun? But the gun, But the gun was not pointed towards me, stuck to the ground, neither of us could flee, because my red girl stood in front of me, and the girl because she wanted to be free and not flee. Why did you ever do all this and that? Her questions hit harder than my reference compacts. Why did you take efforts to tame the spoiled brat? Your false attraction, I can no longer take that, and boom. The voice of the trigger reverbed in my mind. The drop of a body made my senses spellbind. Air of the metro with fragrance of red blood in it knocked me out. Insensate, she just left me behind. Police came, took my body, walked away. Asked me questions of which answers I passed away. Ran to the scan, threw my lighter from my bag in the bin, and I rushed home back. This was like a foul play. In the deepest closet lies the deepest secret of the deepest corner of my heart. It takes balls to replay the scariest sequence of life every time from the start. Nonetheless, to stop this, the only option which I had was to open the other HP bag. It belonged to her, but I stole from her world so as to ensure my things never fall apart. And the bag, you know. It had a Prega News, had a cigar lighter, 2 lines on the screen, it had a past which was darker, a diary, a pen, a life story with an end. Everything is fair in love and war, says the writer. The diary, the book was all filled till the last page. Words which I spoke, she wrote like a living sage. Our first and last meeting in the metro, can never forget that stage where she was in love and now she's in red rage. She's in red rage. They say she committed a suicide. But it was not less than a murder. Pain, guilt, angst in her eyes. She destroyed my life by pressing the trigger. But the irony of the story lies in the roles of these actors, wherein the ghost was played by my red girl and this writer played the murderer. The ghost was played by my red girl and this writer played the murderer. I can no longer travel in the metro. Every time she runs behind me, she just follows. She did this in his life. She's doing it after death. At first I enjoyed. Now it feels like the wallows. And yeah, do you know? What were the last lines on the last page of the last book which he had in last census in the HP bag? These were, "I would not let the lines in my palm decide the fate of our life. I would not let the rings of traditions and customs stop you from being my wife. Those cuts on your wrist, your harmed forearms, I want them to heal with my slender touch. And hence, I will not let the words of the people of this world stop me from telling that I love you very much. I love you very much. Sorry for ruining your life, and thank you for giving me my collection of poetry, an inspiration, and my tragedy." That's me, KRK, signing off.